You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night to you. Hope you had a good Thursday. If you didn't, it doesn't matter to me. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. In New York City, a couple of blocks away from the station, a couple of blocks away from the studio. Things are hot right now for March Madness. Things are hot right now for the Sweet 16. Oh, my goodness. Kansas State just decided to hand Michigan State its ass. A guy from New York City did it. We'll talk about it. UConn decided to beat up on Arkansas. We'll talk about it. Right now, Tennessee taking on Florida Atlantic. It's a close game. We'll talk about it. We're going to keep you up to date with everything going on right now in the Sweet 16. And then I can't wait for this matchup. I cannot wait for this game later on this evening. We don't got to wait too much longer. Gonzaga and UCLA. They're going to go out there and take each other on. A berth in the Elite Eight is coming up. I cannot wait for that. And so it's already been a busy evening. Kansas State moves on. UConn moves on. And then we even have other additional news in the NFL. Lamar Jackson got a little bit of heat in the NFL because of how he and or his team is handling negotiations. Lamar Jackson has an unofficial NFL agent. Okay, maybe. All right. Okay, sure, fine. Odell Beckham Jr. might be moving on to the New York Jets. Oh, whoa. Okay, fine. Ezekiel Elliott might be a New York Jet or a Bengal or somewhere else. Whoa. And then DeAndre Hopkins. There have been rumors and reports of him going to the Buffalo Bills. That would be nice for Josh Allen now, wouldn't it? Of course it would. So we got a busy night in front of you. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. It's very simple. You can always listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can lock in on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. If you're like me, you get in your vehicle and you turn it on to Sirius XM channel 158. That's great. Or you can listen on a smart speaker. All you have to do, ask that computer to play CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Shep, man, the Sweet 16 got me going. Shep, how you doing? You good?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, JR. I'm in the same boat. And congratulations to UConn, man. It's been a minute since they've been there.
I didn't hear. I'm deaf. Congratulations to who?
Yeah, UConn. It's been a minute since they've been there.
Oh, yeah, UConn. Where's Kemba? Is Kemba Walker's knee somewhere? Where they at?
Out of the league right now.
Oh, my God. Ouch.
Fortunately, yes.
Kemba Walker's playing in he playing in Europe.
I didn't even know that.
I think he went to Europe.
Wow.
I don't know if he is playing in Europe. But Kemba Walker and his knees, I believe they went to Europe. But that's okay. Kemba Walker's on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, I believe, and I hope that he's playing. We'll give you an update if you should be interested in Kemba Walker. But let's talk about this. One of Kemba Walker's biggest moments, just as a basketball player, throw the NBA out the window, throw the professional ranks out of the window. One of Kemba Walker's biggest moments, and this is why I brought him up, was as a member of UConn. It was in March Madness. Kemba Walker decided to go into Madison Square Garden. A guy from the Bronx, New York, from New York City, went into the garden and lost his mind. There's something different about Madison Square Garden. I can tell you that. You walk into the arena It's the smell. It's the atmosphere. And when I say smell, it smells like theater. It smells like popcorn. It smells like an event. It smells like something big is about to go down at Madison Square Garden. And so when you have Madison Square Garden, even the allure, the announcer, the lights, their stage lights. One of my favorite things about going into Madison Square Garden to watch a sporting event or anything, it's the voice inside. I'm not going to try to emulate it. Shep, you're familiar with what I'm about to say, right?
I believe so, yes.
At the beginning, before every event, this booming voice, it's like the voice of God. I should know the gentleman's name, but I do not. It doesn't matter. He's like the voice of God. The lights come down. Welcome to Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena. And you have to go, well, damn, I'm going to see something cool tonight. And tonight, this night, Thursday, March 23rd, the Sweet 16, that's exactly what happened. I had an opportunity to watch it on television here in the studio, but there were thousands who watched it live in person in New York City in Madison Square Garden. Kansas State held on to beat Tom Izzo in Michigan State. The final score, 98-93. They had to do an extra 5 minutes. They went into overtime. Izzo, Tang, but more importantly, the man of tonight didn't just perform in New York City. The man of the night didn't just perform in Madison Square Garden. The man of tonight is from New York City. The man of tonight went to school in Brooklyn, New York. The man of the night was just referred to. Help me shut. Did he call him a little boy or a little man? Which one was it?
It was a little kid, I believe.
Oh, my God. The little kid, little man, little boy. Marquise Noel from Brooklyn, New York. Went to high school in Brooklyn, New York. Goes into Madison Square Garden tonight and gives you 20 points and 19 assists. That is an NCAA tournament record. Let me say that again, because those numbers are absolutely ridiculous, and I don't care what level of basketball you're playing. 20-20? I don't care if it's points, rebounds, assists. And by the way, he was referred to by John Calipari as a little boy, a little man, a little kid, because he's only 5'8". I'll take 20-20 from anybody. You could be 5 feet, 4 feet, 7 feet, 9 feet, 3 feet. 20-20 is not a joke. 20 points tonight and 19 assists.
And the little kid makes a three.
The little kid makes a three. That little kid bust your ass out of the tournament. That little kid just had a historic performance at home in New York City. That kid has cojones. That kid has it. And tonight, Kansas State will move on. It will take on the winner of FAU in Tennessee in Madison Square Garden. And Kansas State got to be feeling it. You got to appreciate this. It looked like Kansas State was going to win the game, but Tom Izzo's squad, they looked like they were going to come back. Tyson Walker, someone else who happens to be from New York City, happened to tie it up at 82 points with 6 seconds left on the clock to send this game into overtime. This is the Battle of New York. Listen to Tyson Walker.
18 seconds to go. Michigan State down by two. Walker veers to his left. He's got the big guy Tomlin on him. 12 seconds to go. Brings to the top. 9 seconds. Walker put him between the legs. Drives on corner. Leans in. His left hand bank is good. The game is tied. 5 seconds to go.
That call and everything that you're about to hear is courtesy of Westwood One. Yeah, Tyson Walker, another New York City guy. Marquise Noel had his, he had his finger on the, I don't want to say trigger, that's dangerous. He was handling the controller. If I was a point guard, that's the type of game that I would want. Accounting for, and let's just say for the hell of it, right? Let's say he had 20 assists. Let's say all of those accounted for 2 points. That's 40 points right there. He had 40 plus 20 points he scored. That's 60 points. This man accounted for about two-thirds of all of the points they scored tonight, and that's one man. Keontae Johnson, a big story in and of himself. He had 22 points tonight for Kansas State. Sure. Tyson Walker helped take the game to overtime. Keontae Johnson and Marquise Noel, they made sure that Kansas State walked away with the victory. Keontae Johnson, he caught an alley-oop, making the game 94-92 in overtime. Take a listen to this.
And now with a minute to play, Kansas State has the ball. We're tied at 92.
Marquise Noel
throws to the rim for Johnson, who slams it in. Noel ties the record with his 18th assist. Johnson with the alley-oop slam, and it's 94-92 K-State.
You're not supposed to have 18 assists. That's not normal. You're not supposed to be able to play offense and just pass the ball to anyone who you want. And Keontae Johnson with that alley-oop was pretty hilarious. He looked over to his head coach, Jerome Tang, and basically threw a no-look alley-oop. You're not supposed to do that. But so far, Marquise Noel can do whatever the hell he wants. That made the game 94-92. You know what? Let's hit the fast-forward button. Let's go to another assist. Let's go to another score, this time making it 96-93 Kansas State in overtime. Ismael Massoud, he got busy as well, knocking down a jumper. Listen.
Noel's got the basketball, 4.7 on the shot clock, looking around, still looking, bounces one into the right corner. Massoud, his jumper, good! 3-point lead for K-State, 12 seconds to go, and Michigan State will use their final timeout.
Did you hear? Hey, Shep, was there a common name? Did you hear the common name?
It's the little kid, right?
The little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that whooped John Calipari's ass.
And the little kid makes a three.
Oh, the little kid makes a three. Oh, yeah. I wonder what John Calipari's doing right now besides maybe sitting on a beach. Oh, he knows about the little kid.
He's on a hot seat. That's what he is, JR.
Oh, John Calipari?
Damn right he is right now, yes.
Is he on a hot seat on a beach or at home?
Oh, it's at home, but he's sweating. He ain't on a beach right now.
And he's watching that little kid. That little kid busting ass. Sign me up to be a little kid if I can get 20 points and 19 assists. Alley-oop here, jumper there, layup here. But this is what matters the most. The little kid played in Brooklyn, New York, comes back with Kansas State and is on his way to the Elite Eight. This is what the final call sounded like. It's overtime.
Akins has it. 12 seconds to go. Looking around. Gets it inbounds. Walker. Walker jumps it out to Hauser. Goes right wing to Hall. 8 seconds. Out to Walker. Walker tries to force one up. It's stripped by Noel, who gets the basketball first. Noel drives in, lays it up, and it goes in at the buzzer. And Kansas State has advanced to the Elite Eight. Noel, who has been the shining star tonight, stripped Walker, came up with the basketball, laid it in right before the buzzer. 98-93, Kansas State defeats Michigan State in a game for the ages.
That was a great game to watch. That was a great story to watch. New York City, Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena, a 5'8". What did John Calipari call him? What did he say he was?
And the little kid makes a three.
He ain't no little kid making a three. He just had a historic performance in Madison Square Garden to advance his team to the Elite Eight. Sign me up for these numbers anywhere. 20 points, 19 assists. If I want to start thinking about some of the best point guards that New York City has ever seen, and sure, they don't make them like they used to. There's a lot of great basketball talent all over North America. There's a lot of great basketball talent all over Europe. New York City is made for guards. Skip to my Lou, Rafa Alston. Stephon Marbury, Hot Rod Strickland, God Sham God. How about the women, too? I can look at Sue Bird. I can look at Nancy Lieberman. I can go on to Coney Island's finest. I could look to Stephon Marbury. I can talk about Mark Jackson. My main man, Kenny the Jet Smith. Dwayne Washington, the Pearl. I can go on and on and on about point guards that have come out of New York City. Am I going to sit here and tell you that Marquise Noel is the next great point guard out of New York City? I can't say that. He's 5'8". Small guy. He's a little dude. Is he going to go to the NBA and have success? Highly unlikely. But I can tell you this much. This man has built himself a legend. He has built himself a legendary performance in New York City in Madison Square Garden, and you just don't have those. Congratulations to Marquise Noel. An NCAA tournament record, 19 assists to go along with 20 points and big time in it, in overtime. That's a legendary performance. Congratulations to Marquise Noel. Congratulations to their head coach, Jerome Tang. Congratulations to Keontae Johnson, someone who didn't think or believe or maybe didn't know if he was ever going to play basketball again, passing out on the court not too long ago. Kansas State moves on to the Elite Eight. And next up for them could be Tennessee, could be Florida Atlantic. I think it'll be Tennessee. A matter of fact, they have a lead right now, 27-19 over Florida Atlantic in MSG. They call it the world's most famous arena. You step in, you never know what you're going to get. And tonight, in the NCAA tournament, we got a legendary performance by a Kansas State player from New York City. That has to feel good. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. Did you watch the game? I watched it. I loved it. I'm like, damn, Michigan coming into overtime. Damn, Michigan might win. Damn, Marquise Noel has 19 assists. Damn, they put their foot on their necks. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, we're drilling down to the Elite Eight. We come back from break, I'm going to tell you about Arkansas and UConn. I'm going to tell you how elite we are. We got a lot to do. Lamar Jackson, Odell Beckham Jr., DeAndre Hopkins, NCAA March Madness. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
And the little kid makes a three.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. March Madness continues to roll on. I have to take a breath. There's a lot of exciting things happening at this moment. So you should know, Kansas State is going to the Elite Eight. Kansas State beats Michigan State 98-93. We have a current game going on. It's going into overtime. Tennessee, they lead FAU 27-22. They are just now going into halftime. Good for them. Gonzaga and UCLA, they are underway, about 10 minutes left in the first half. UCLA leads the Zags 29-21. Before we went to break, we talked about the amazing performance of Marquise Noel, Brooklyn's own. He comes back to Brooklyn as a member of Kansas State, and he has a historic night. And that's not a matter of hyperbole. That is not an exaggeration. Marquise Noel has an NCAA tournament record 19 assists to go along with 20 points, helping Kansas State to go over Michigan State in overtime 98-93. His head coach, Jerome Tang, he spoke after the game and he said, "Listen, I know about this man, Marquise Noel. He's a bad dude and he helped get the job done." This was on TBS.
"We got a ton of faith in each other. They have faith in me. I got faith in every one of these guys right here. They probably did more coaching than I did. I just try to love them, man. And when you love people, it's amazing what you can accomplish."
"I saw you two going at it over a couple of timeout arguments and play call arguments. That's the kind of relationship you have, though. What was it like in those final seconds with the timeout battle between coaches?"
"You know, where we was at, it was a place of fire. But we practice in a place of fire all the time. So he was ready for it. This is a bad boy right here. This is a bad boy."
"And Marquise, you broke an NCAA tournament game record for assists. Congratulations. It's also a school record. You didn't know half of these guys in July. What allowed you to bond so quickly with them?"
"Man, I just want to start by saying all glory to God. Man, he gave me these gifts and these talents. And I'm just glad that I get the platform to showcase them. But I have a ton of faith. Man, these guys work so hard. My coaching staff work so hard. And we just love each other, like Coach said. And you see the outcome."
"How are you still standing on two legs right now?"
"Man, I don't know. But I get an ice bath and I'll be all right."
"Is that New York tough right there?"
"Yes, sir. Yes,
congratulations."
"Yeah, thank you."
Well, Shep, what did the coach say? Jerome said, let's hear the beginning. "When you love somebody, good things happen." What did he say? Let's hear that beginning again.
"We got a ton of faith in each other. They have faith in me. I got faith in every one of these guys right here. They probably did more coaching than I did. I just try to love them, man. And when you love people, it's amazing what you can accomplish."
That's it. "When you love people, it's amazing what you can accomplish." That ain't no basketball talk. That's just about life. "When you love people, it's amazing what you can accomplish." I'm sorry, folks. I'm done here. I'm rooting for Kansas State this tournament. I'm sorry. I want to see the little guy. I want to see the little kid. They let the little kid get a shot. I want to see that little kid bust ass. I'm sorry. I love the underdog story.
"And the little kid makes a three."
Yeah, get out of here, John Calipari. I want to see the little kid out there busting ass. I want to see the dude from Brooklyn, New York, 5'8", 5'0", going out into the NCAA tournament, breaking records and winning a championship. Is it going to happen? I don't know, but I'm a root for it. Sign me up for it. I'm here for it. And so they're going to take on the winner of this current game, this active game. I predict Tennessee to win over FAU. Right now the score is 27-22. We'll keep you updated on that game. The players just went into the back. They just went into their locker rooms. It's at halftime. Let's see what happens. Let's see who and what is next for Kansas State. Is it going to be Florida Atlantic continuing on with their Cinderella ride, or it will be Tennessee running out there with their rugby style of basketball? Let's see what happens. But besides that, there was another basketball game. I'm sorry, not as exciting, honestly. UConn, they decided to put the bricks, the brakes, the kitchen sink. They whooped that ass. UConn beat Arkansas, the final score, 88-65. That took place in another city of lights, not New York City, but in Las Vegas. That was a beatdown. Jordan Hawkins had 24 points for UConn. They're going to play the winner of UCLA and Gonzaga. And right now, UCLA leads Gonzaga 31-26, a little less than 8 minutes left here in the first. UConn is trying to pick up its first title, or excuse me, its fifth title. They haven't won since 2014. And I actually saw this matchup in 2014. They beat the guy who just called Marquise Noel a little kid. They beat the Wildcats of Kentucky and John Calipari in that Final Four, in that national championship game. That was the last time Connecticut won. And they were led by Shabazz Napier. I remember Shabazz. He told everybody how some nights he went to sleep hungry, didn't have food. Things are quite different almost 10 years from now. You got Adama Sanogo scoring 18 points. I told you about Jordan Hawkins going out there dropping 24 for UConn, and they dropped the hammer on Arkansas. Took care of business. It was pretty easy. Listen to an easy layup early on. Adama Sanogo got the job done. First half, listen to this layup.
Caravan has the rebound for UConn. Handed off Jackson. Huskies run in transition. Jackson with it on the left side, into Sanogo, wide open, lays it in with the right hand, and Eric Musselman has to take a timeout. It's a 14-0 Connecticut run. Their lead balloons to 17.
Oh, they was whooping that ass the whole game, okay. Let's fast forward to the second half. No need to waste time. I told you about Jordan Hawkins and his 24 points. He had an easy layup, too, and this time it was 75-48. Oh, no.
Here's Hawkins curling right down the lane, right to the rim, lays it up and in. 24 in the ball game for Jordan Hawkins, 75-48 UConn.
UConn led. The highest was there, 29 points. Ooh, ain't nobody trying to watch a basketball game where the other team gets smashed by 29. Marco Belletti, you like a basketball game where other teams getting whooped by 29?
Negative.
Nobody wants to see that crap.
No chance.
Adama Sanogo, he was asked after the game about UConn playing their best ball of the year. This is what he said.
Why is this team playing their best basketball at the most important time of year?
I think, you know, we're playing best right now because we know that we have a good team, you know, like we play for UConn. UConn is a place, you know, like, people care about you. People want to see you good. So, you know, like, we know that we own something to UConn fans. That's why we, like, everything we play, every time we play, we try to show, like, people wrong. We try to show people, like, we play on UConn, you know. We have something on each other. That's why every time, like, every time we play basketball, we try to show something. We try to show people wrong, yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to show people wrong. Hey, they need to connect me with him. They need to connect him with me. We can make this real short and simple. We out here trying to whoop ass. That's a short phrase. It's not a lot of words. Learn how to trash talk a little bit. Why not?
He's too nice.
Yeah, let him be too nice. Come talk to me. I'll tell you how to trash talk. Adama Sanogo. Good for him. Whooping ass out there with Jordan Hawkins. They smashed Arkansas 88-65. Pick up a little bit of trash talk along the way. Shep, I want to see some improvement between now and if they beat UCLA on Gonzaga. Adama Sanogo, is he going to learn how to talk trash between now and then, or is he still going to be a nice guy?
He's going to be a nice guy, but I'll tell you what, UConn and Gonzaga, they're slugging it out, and UConn had an easy layup metaphorically into the Elite Eight, which is going to work in their favor, so we're going to hear from this guy again more than likely.
I'm sure. I hope he becomes nasty, but I get it. I'm fine. Okay, it's college. It's all about sportsmanship. It's about niceness. I'm going to talk the trash for everybody. Don't worry about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. A matter of fact, speaking of talking trash, we got a lot more March Madness and Sweet 16 on the way to the Elite Eight. We got all that covered. One of the biggest trash talkers in NBA history explained why he softened up a little bit with one of his own teammates. I'm going to tell you who it is, and I'm going to tell you why all of a sudden now he's Mr. Nice Guy, I think. I'll share their names on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, such a fan of yours, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you don't always get the most sane of callers, but you always handle it with such professionalism. And I really appreciate your content you put out, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. March Madness is in full swing. We're kind of moving towards, well, not kind of moving towards the Elite Eight. We are moving towards the Elite Eight. And you just heard Marco Belletti with a few final scores. Kansas State over Michigan State, amazing performance. Marquise Noel setting a record, 19 assists in the NCAA tournament. UConn smashes Arkansas 88-65. And we have a couple of games still active. UCLA currently leading Gonzaga 40-31, a few minutes left in the first half. And at halftime, exactly, getting ready to come out of it, Tennessee leading Florida Atlantic 27-22. And before the break, we heard from a nice guy, Adama Sanogo from UConn. He just had the kindest words to say about his experience in the tournament. And I'm just like, you just whooped up on Arkansas. There's no need to be nice and use nice words and we play. No, none of that. Talk trash. And so either this break or next break, speaking of trash talkers, I want to share with you some words from Kevin Garnett about Ray Allen. Is it going to be trash talk? Is it going to be negative or positive? I'll share it with you soon. We do have some callers here who have been waiting patiently on the line. And so let's go ahead and talk to them. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you want to holler at me, it's real simple. Let's pick up the phone lines and let's go to California. And let's talk to Scott. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Scott?
Hey, JR. I also appreciate your show. I appreciate your content. I like listening to you. So I'm gonna call you out on something. A week or two ago, you were talking about the trade with Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets, and I simply called in to, as a Vikings fan, that I didn't want the same situation to happen where, you know, this would be odd for Favre to go to the Jets for 1 year, and I said I don't want Aaron Rodgers to go to the Vikings and wear horns on his head. But I called him Arrogant Rodgers. And because it's kind of funny, you know, he's just throw a G-A-N-T on it and his name is done. Okay. And you actually said, but I'm not a jerk enough to not call him by his real name. So my point is this. I have heard, like, social media and on radio shows a long time. And I want to know why you did that, because I hear this people call Mitch Trubisky. Back in the day, there was Nomar Garcia pop-up, and, you know, Brian Westbrook is now Brian.
Wait. So you're asking me why
I'm not the first person that's saying someone's name comedically or, you know, and I invite your listeners to call in to see what other, you know, media people have called and twisted people's names.
Let me ask. You're asking me why I try not to call someone out of their name? Is that what you're asking me?
No, not at all. Not you personally. I'm just saying.
No, but you
listener,
are referring to you. No, but you did refer. You said, okay. Let's rewind. Okay, let's try to get this over with because it's already hurting my brain. You called up, and I remember this because it's unique. You called and said Aaron Rodgers should be called Arrogant Rodgers. I remember that. You just made a point about how I said, I'm a jerk. I'll say what I want to, but I try not to call anyone outside of their name. And so help me out here. You're asking me why I won't do such a thing? Is that what you're doing?
Not JR, not to you individually at all, because I don't know.
I can only speak for myself. Ask me a question. Come on.
But what I'm saying is when people hear this on social media, that other people that are really high profile that you know, throw a little twist on a name to make it funny. But I wasn't the first to do it, but you didn't seem to like it. It's okay.
Scott, it's not about it. Scott, let's slow down. And I'm going to hang up on you, just FYI. It's not about what I like or didn't seem to like. I found it amusing. But I got better things to do than come up with nicknames for professional athletes. Like, I don't care. This is the nickname for me. You suck or you don't. That's it. I don't care. I'm not going to come up with a funky name for Mitch Trubisky. We know he sucks, okay? He's an average NFL quarterback. He's not a starting caliber quarter. I don't got to come up with a name for him. If you want to call Aaron Rodgers Arrogant Rodgers, knock yourself out. That don't do nothing for me. I don't have to come up with a nickname. I can just call him self-centered and arrogant. I don't care about name calling. I don't care. I can walk into an arena in the stadium. What good does it mean? I'm a phony if I got to walk up to some of these guys and be like, Hey, nice to see you. Nice to meet you. So on and so forth. What's your name? But this is what I call you on the radio. No, I don't got time for that. Man, I try my best to shoot straight. I don't put myself in a position to say something to someone or about someone that I wouldn't say in a general sense. Ain't no fluff, ain't no gimmick, ain't no separation. Don't care. I call producer here Shep super producer and host because that's what he is. He's super. I don't got no time for hyperbole, whether you're a jerk or great. No. Just call it for what it is. Call it how I see it. We know Aaron Rodgers is self-centered. We know he's about himself. I don't want to talk to that man. He don't want to talk to me. But I don't need to come up with a nickname for him. Like, for what? Unnecessary. Let other people do that. If it makes other people happy, then so be it. I don't care. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and talk to Adrian. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Adrian?
Hey, JR. Thank you for taking my phone call, man. I mean, you just said it yourself right now. You shoot straight. And that's why I'm about to ask you something that has been bugging me for so long, dude. What does Milwaukee, or what does the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo have to do to gain some respect in the league and mainstream media? This morning, I turned on the TV, and damn Skip Bailey saying that, Embiid and Jokic are head-to-head. It's like, for the love of God, somebody needs to look at the numbers and realize Giannis is having a historical year. I mean, the guy scored 54 points against the Wizards in 30 minutes. His point efficiency per minute is off the roof. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't get involved in any morning talk or in any discussion. Okay. Nothing. What is going on? I mean, to me, it seems like just because he didn't sign the contract elsewhere with, like, Golden State or one of those big teams, the media decided to ignore Giannis since then.
Okay.
So I don't know what your opinion is. I'm gonna hang up and
No, hang up. Don't hang up. I want you to stay. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. How long have you been living in Milwaukee?
I moved here from Mexico City in 1999.
Oh, beautiful.
And we were irrelevant for for the last 25 years.
5 years. I go further back. Big Dog Glenn Robinson, is that what you watched? What, Bobby Simmons, used to watch them?
I used to watch Sam Cassell, Ray Allen,
yes.
Big Baramute, Dylan Reva.
I know.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's like the people who is undermining Giannis doesn't understand that.
No, we went
20 seasons without having a 50-win game season. And for the last five years, we have four.
Adrian, let me give you an educated perspective here. No one is undermining or ignoring Giannis Antetokounmpo. No one is forgetting about his talent. No one is omitting what he has done. No one is ignoring the Milwaukee Bucks. You should actually appreciate the fact that no one is talking about the team. That's not ignoring him and his talent. That means the expectations are at such a place, ain't nobody care about the regular season and what's going on. And sure, yeah, every single season there are going to be different competitors for MVP, whether it's Jokic or a dominant Embiid. It's not going to be one guy every single year. I would take that as a compliment, because people know what Giannis Antetokounmpo can do. People know what this team, the Bucks, as a healthy squad, can go out there and do. Don't take it as an insult that no one is talking about the team. Take it as a compliment, because there are high goals. I'm going to talk more about this on the other side. I'm going to tell you about Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen. We'll spend more time on March Madness. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.